Welcome to Bottom Line Sports Talk, where we cover sports and more for the culture, by the culture, because we are the culture. Hosted by your favorite twin duo, those Jackson men, Gary and Kerry. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can rate us, review, subscribe, follow, and most importantly, share.
Somebody said, James Harden gonna make John Wall a spot-up shooter.
And with that terrible news, the Rockets still won't win.
And they just hired a black coach. That's what pissed me off, man.
And if you're just joining us, this is Bottom Line Sports Talk.
Oh, snap. Oh, my God,
man. You can hear the frustration from one of us and the laughter from the other, but what you definitely will get from us is we do this for the culture.
By the culture.
Because we are the culture,
for sure.
So that little spat that you heard was something that we've been going back and forth with, kind of wrestling with for the last few days. Yeah. John Wall and Russell Westbrook, I think that trade been undervalued. I don't know if it's been like hyped up like it needs to be.
I don't think, that's a fact.
I don't think it's been hyped up.
But, I mean, I think Washington won that trade. I think Washington going to be a better team. Now, how far they go in the playoffs, it just depends. But they have a nice little squad. Russell Westbrook is definitely a great addition to their ball club.
Well, I think as long as Russell has learned from his past mistakes in OKC, because Houston enabled him to want to be ball dominant like James Harden. Mm-hmm. So as long as he learned from his mistakes, and I wouldn't even call it a mistake because KD wanted the ball. KD didn't demand the ball.
Right.
I think Bradley Beal going to compliment him really well. Oh, yeah. I think they got pieces around. But as long as Russell Westbrook continues to be that player but also evolves, I think they're going to be fine. I mean, one thing you could say about the East is this. The East is the land of opportunity, much like the NFC East. It's the land of opportunity where few and far change. But maybe, just maybe, one might creep in because now you have Washington as competitor.
You got the Giants.
Yes, you have the Giants,
which
is number one. But Washington, I know we're going back and forth, but we're keeping the Washington local. Washington.
Washington
beat the undefeated Steelers.
Washington said, "Stop playing with my name, man."
I'm telling you, I'm gonna say it. I'm telling you, and it's scary, and it might actually happen. Washington may very well make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's crazy to say, and of course, you know me. I'm a Saints fan. We've had some egregious plays happen to us in the past.
Did you just say egregious?
Yes. We had some horrible game. I ain't going to say horrible, but...
No, it's been some horrible
games. It's been some bad games in the playoffs, and I just feel like right now we're Washington beating Pittsburgh, which we're going to get on them later, but we're Washington beating Pittsburgh, and who knows what happened in the playoffs. Hopefully we do remain that number one seed, but it's just a lot of those teams in that wild card that I came from, man. Any of those teams in a wild card, L.A., Arizona, Seattle, anybody in the NFC West scares me. That's one. The East, especially with Washington, they had a number one pass defense, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, their front four is great and young. So I don't know. We'll see, but it's definitely exciting. And shout out to them Saints for clinching the playoff berth. First time they done swept the NFC South.
I just want to go on record saying this. I know we switched from basketball to football, but since we're here, we can stay here for a second. Shout out to Washington. Shout out to New York for beating Seattle. That definitely shocked me. Seattle is still a scary team. We know what they can do in the playoffs.
Yep.
Big shout out to Washington football team for being a no-name franchise, beating a prestigious franchise, and locking down what I said would be a tremendous season for them, i.e. Ron Rivera coming back from his cancer treatment and being victorious.
Yep.
They are led by a different man now. They are inspired, revered, they got to win. Like, I just feel like he looking at y'all like, it ain't no excuse.
Right.
I went through cancer. You can win these games.
Yeah, if I could beat cancer, you can beat them. Yeah. You can beat anybody.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like that's what they inspired.
That's their slogan. By. That's their slogan.
There you go. That's it.
That's their slogan. As
a matter of fact, that's the title name of this episode right here. So that's what I feel like they led by. That's what they inspired by. I think that's going to play dividend for the last few weeks. I want Washington to make it just because I'm petty. If Washington make it, think about it. You got the Cowboys who probably won't make it.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles, which I think if we beat them and they lose one more game, they definitely not going to make it.
Right.
And you got Washington, who's actually number two, and then New York. And if it comes down to both of them, I think New York, I don't know who Washington plays at the end, but I think New York plays whoever at the end, which could probably win them the division. But New York is consistent these past couple weeks. They ain't been consistent all year.
Mm-hmm.
Neither has Washington. That division is still in a turmoil in its own.
Right.
But it looks like we have two clear winners coming out. We'll see who comes out on top. Yes, the Saints did clinch. I just have to say this. And everybody who knows me, all my so-safe friends, all the supporters of this podcast, y'all done heard me say it. I don't know if y'all playing with me. I don't know if y'all mess with me. Some of y'all might be mad at me. Taysom ain't the answer. My brother sat here and watched me call two crucial plays in a game on Sunday.
He did.
That fumble, I don't know how y'all felt. I almost lost my heart. It almost jumped out my chest.
Yeah, almost. You are, when it happened, we both was looking at it, and we both stood up at the same time. And, of course, you know how I get. I get animated. I'm like, first of all, just fall down.
Yeah, you do say fall down, yes.
I said fall down to keep the clock running, because I think that was second down. Keep the clock running.
Yes, it was.
But he was about to go out of bounds, and I was going to stop the clock. So either way, it was still bad.
Well, see, and I told you my main thing was this. When he runs the ball, and he's done it, I don't know if every game he's started thus far he's done it, but I know two. He's done it. Mm-hmm. He's fumbled the ball.
Yeah, he due for one fumble.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know when.
But no, that's what I was saying. I told you, if he get this ball in his hand, he ain't going to do right, and they're going to fumble. And by golly, like, homeboy didn't even attempt to tackle. He did dive.
Right.
But he didn't attempt to tackle. He was punching at the ball the whole time. I'm like, son, you've been scouted, and you still ain't holding on to the ball.
And then he hit on the ball, I think, in the wrong hand. Going to the left
it was,
side.
It was on the right side. It was on the right. But
that's rule number one.
But see, this is my thing even beyond that. Yes, he's a runner. I won't get into my normal spiel of why I have a problem with that. It's another episode, or y'all can go listen to former episodes. But him being a runner means this. He can't throw the ball. And more so than not even that he can't throw it. He doesn't know how to read defenses. So he locks on his first target and that's it.
Right.
And that's a problem because the defense is going to key in on it. And I told you my number one concern is we run up against teams. And we in the thick of the division right now. We know Philly has given us problems in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Philly going to always give us a good game.
Right.
Even and now Jalen Hurts, as of today, it's starting. So that's a whole other element. But our defense has been doing good. My thing is, which we used to say a lot of the times, our defense wasn't just terrible all the time. Our offense never did nothing, so they was on the field.
Right.
The whole time. Yep. And those
seasons that we were 7-9 and we didn't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, our defense wasn't terrible. They were tired.
Yeah, they were tired.
That was the other T word.
Right. And what did I remember somebody saying that fatigue makes a fool out of all of us. So
that's deep.
I'm just saying.
That was deep. I like that.
Appreciate it.
I don't know where you pulled that one out of, but
pull
out some more.
Yeah.
Pull out some more. That was what is it?
Fatigue makes a fool out of all of us.
They need to go on a shirt somewhere, huh?
Hey, man, me doing this working out, everything, running.
Ain't nobody got time.
Lifting weights and everything.
Nobody got time.
I got to plug myself in, but let's get back to the NFL with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So did you watch most of that game?
I did not.
So let me tell you, the game was 0-0, I think, all the way through the first quarter. When Pittsburgh did score, it was coming up towards the end of the second quarter, and they scored on offense, and then they scored on defense, I think, on a pick six.
Didn't it? And you know what? Now that we're talking about it, Pittsburgh struggled against Baltimore.
Well, that's what a lot of people were saying. That's what I've seen too. They've been struggling these past few weeks, and I think it's just like, I'm not gonna say it's fatigue. I'm not even gonna say it's cockiness. It's just, hey, we in a rut right now. Right. Like, you in a winning rut, which sounds crazy, but it's very true. Yeah, it's like, hey, no matter what, we know we got the grit to survive. So, hey, if we do what we need to do, no matter what, we can keep going. Right. So they ran up against Washington, and it was 14-3 because Washington wound up kicking a field goal. So it was 14-3 going into halftime. Mm-hmm. Well, after halftime, that's when things kind of started to like trickle down. And Washington, I watched most of the game. Washington was making a comeback, and I was like, I don't think it's enough time because we're getting towards the waning minutes of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And like, I turned it for a second. Next thing you know, phone lighting up with ESPN and Bleacher Report. Washington win. Washington beats undefeated Pittsburgh. I think this is the first time Washington beat a 10-win team in God knows how long. And I'm like, yo, I watched it, but I didn't watch the last bit of it. So I was a little mad. I wanted to, like, celebrate. But I turned to it to, like, feel like I was a part of it. But I really wasn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Washington. And I'm not just saying it's just because it's sentimental value. Washington is a better team than they record.
Oh, yeah. They are a dangerous team, man.
Their defense makes them that way. Mm-hmm. They don't have much on offense outside of that wide receiver, Terry. I forgot how you pronounce it. Thanks, I don't know. Terry is the wide receiver. I know this is his first name, but that's their most dangerous weapon. They drafted Dwayne Haskins. They not even trying to play him, so you can't even say they got a future right now until they draft somebody else. And Alex Smith is a game manager, but Alex did win games in San Francisco and Kansas City.
Right.
He didn't win the big one, but he won when he needed to.
Right, and that's what scares me about this team, man. That team, all around, like you had said, you made a great point. They are better than what their record shows.
And you know, they definitely are.
And now that team is getting confident every week, week in and week out. They winning those hard-nosed games. They won against, they just beat Pittsburgh this past Monday night.
They've been in some of their games, if not most of them.
Of course. So, yeah, man, that's just one of those things. But definitely, shout out to Washington.
Hold on, I got to look for this dude's name. I'm sorry.
No, you good.
I just need to find it. I'm so mad I ain't know what it was.
But now that, you know, I'm going to get on, you keep looking for his name.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, McLaurin. Terry McLaurin.
Okay.
I thought it was Mig, but it's Mick. McLaurin, whatever. But number 17 for Washington. He came from Ohio State. But homeboy, the truth.
Ohio State is racking up, bro.
He been...
Ohio State, man, look.
He's been their only bright spot on offense. Like, mm-hmm. They got rid of, I think, Pierre Garçon was their last, like, decent wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And he ain't been Pierre ain't even no more. Hey. But go ahead, what you were saying? I just wanted to make sure I brought his name up.
Nah, we gonna go in the little gossip, little sports stuff that's going on. One, Malik Beasley, you're tripping on your pimping, man. Last week, Malik
had a banana peel, huh?
Yeah, man. Last week, Malik got caught holding hands with Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. And we know her past history with Future and, of course, with how she messed over good old Scotty. But, man, dude, I think Malik is from Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. He's from Georgia. Plays college ball at Florida State and then got drafted. He played at Denver Nuggets. Now he got a nice little contract extension with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the crazy thing about all of this is the man is already married with a fine wife and has a kid with this young lady. I'm talking about gorgeous. And you cheating on her with somebody that's 2 decades older than you, and then you get caught holding hands? Come on, man. You going down in a not pimping Hall of Fame, bro.
So
you got to do better.
So let me ask this.
And then his wife found out the same time we all found out on social media.
Let me ask this. Well, first of all,
I'll let your boy.
First of all, TMZ gonna report anything first anyway. So yeah, she'll never find out first. But I know it's social media, but I'm just saying TMZ reported anything first, so they reported Kobe death, or they had confirmed it. TMZ gonna report stuff first regardless.
Right.
Yes, they were holding hands, right?
Right.
And before we get to that, I gotta ask you this. Okay. Were they wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm
I don't know. Social distance. Well, they did. Hey.
Where's the proof that that was her? No, she they're wearing masks out here.
Yeah. I mean,
I just wanted to make sure I laugh because people out here passing away from this disease. At least they're wearing masks out here. At least they're being responsible.
You know
at
what?
At least they're wearing a hat on that part.
And then now that I'm thinking about it, he was sending DMs to other chicks. Like he was sending DMs, but to me it seemed like a song, like one of those 90s R&B songs, like going what? Back in the day.
How old is Scottie Pippen's ex-wife?
Like 44.
Well, I mean, was he holding her hand because she maybe was scared? I'm just asking you. I'm just asking questions here.
You think he was trying to be protective?
Maybe. Let's not jump to the regular conclusion yet. Let's dissect it because I'm looking at the pictures right now, right? Uh-huh. It looks a little crowded. It's COVID out here. Like, what if he was holding her hand because, you know, he looks at her as a mother figure and he's trying to protect her? Because he not, what are you, 30-something?
Nah, man.
He 20-something?
20, like 24.
Mother figure. 25. Mother figure. How
come? You hold your mama hands out in the world
you
like
can.
That? Are you holding your mama hand?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about him. You can.
You
obviously can, right? Okay, so they're wearing the mask, right? And they're holding hands, right? What if she his confidant for all the women he's messaging on DM?
You ain't about to give me with that. Nah, you ain't about to give me that.
I'm just asking.
Hey, son, look out.
Wait, I see it. Okay, so I ain't gonna front.
I see him holding she bad. She's straight. She bad, though. I ain't gonna front. Like.
I see him holding. She holding his arm.
Oh, right.
It's arm and hand.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. Get arm it and hand. I got you. Yeah, but, I mean, look. I ain't gonna front. She is bad.
I mean, they like they just grabbed him by.
And I don't know what Scotty doing to her or whatever happened for her to just be going out like this, cause she going out sad, bro. But anyway,
you said she that's the ex, right?
Yeah.
But Scotty ain't doing nothing. It ain't his responsibility no more.
Man, but
my
boys still,
you got my boys getting high on here.
Man, still pimping at the last of that. Pippin at the last of the, at the last name.
So okay, so all right, so you say
ain't no way, bro. She gotta have something on Scotty, bro.
So you say she. I mean, he is slipping on his pimping because he mixed with Scotty's ex-wife, and then he's married, right?
He's married, and he DM'd other chicks.
Okay, and you say he's slipping on his pimping
because you getting caught. It's the way you getting caught, though.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, if this was like regular times, because I guess I'm looking at like, was he caught or what? Well, I don't know how famous he is. Like, was he caught? Or when somebody just take a pic, because I'm just like, what, like holding hands? I guess you can say that's an act of caution, but just the arm on the wrist, like I don't know, that's necessarily just like getting you caught. I know the hand holding might. I want to see some more. I want to see some more on it because I'm with you. No, I'm with you. I'm just looking at it like if it was just the arm holding, uh-huh. Like with her hand in his arm. Is that considered, you know, slipping on it or whatever?
It don't matter, bro. What are you doing with her anyway? She half your age.
He half her age.
Yeah, right. You feel what I'm saying. But I think you just got a nice contract extension for over like $60-something million. Bro, what?
Well, first of all, first child support first, if she feels so inclined.
Who paying child support? He only got one kid.
All right.
He only got one kid. He got a wife and a kid.
That's why I said he's going to... If she so feels inclined to escalate this up the food chain as far as... Like
divorce
taking, and, yeah, then he gonna be paying child support with that nice contract.
Oh, yeah, he will be, but...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you said nice contract. Like, he'll just be paying a little child support if it get escalated.
Hey, but I'm just saying, like, dog, it ain't... I'm just trying to go through the minds, like, why are you out in public? Why you can't be disclosed? Why you just can't be chilling where nobody don't know you? Nobody can't find you.
On her post, she said, "Don't judge me until you know me. Don't underestimate me until you challenge me."
Man,
she wrote that on December 4th.
Bro, anyway, everybody. Nah,
oh, and don't talk about me until you talk to me.
Man, look, don't judge me. People already judge you. It's too late. Hey, so, I'm just calling out. Hey, everybody view you as a hoe. I'm just saying.
So is this confirmed or is this still a rumor? I'm just asking.
What's confirmed?
Is that confirmed or is that still a rumor? I'm just asking.
I don't know what it is. I mean, ain't no story's been updated so far, but I'm just saying. And then, unfortunately, yesterday, Anne Marie may be going to jail for a long time. She R&B singer from Chicago.
You said Anne Marie?
Anne Marie. Oh, Anne Marie. Not my baby Anne Marie, but Anne Marie. Anne Marie from Chicago. She got a couple of joints that I like. She shot up with... I'm just going on a limb and say she allegedly shot her boyfriend in the head. I think so.
No. Standing down the cliff. Which one she
do? Gotta say allegedly, you know. But
nigga, we ain't the police.
I'm just saying. Allegedly, she shot her boyfriend in the head. But she said that the gun accidentally dropped and, no, he got shot accidentally.
The gun accidentally dropped.
Yeah, she shot him. Dropped on the floor or whatever, and, you know, the bullets.
She shot him.
Hey, I'm just saying.
And then it was in his head?
Yeah.
So, hold on. Let's stop right there.
Two. Not one, but two.
Let's stop right here real quick.
Inspector Gadget.
Nah, not even that. Like, we just going dead this in the water right now. You telling me she said. No, hold on. Okay, so was a gun ever in her hand at one point in time?
We don't know.
All right, so I'm telling you this then. For a fact. This makes more sense to what she said. The gun was in her hand. She telling me that somehow the gun dropped, and you said let off two, right?
I did.
Let off two bullets that shot him in his head. Allegedly. I'm going to go ahead and dead it right now for you. She shot him twice in the head. Bang, bang. That's it. End of story. She going to jail. Case closed. Murder.
Because he, you know, allegedly he may have cheated on her. Which I don't know why you want to cheat on somebody, a fine young lady like that, but that's just me.
And I'm a dead too. He cheated on her. We ain't about to do it. She shot it dropped on the ground and shot twice.
That's what she said.
If it would have been once, I would give you that twice. Get out of here.
That's what she said.
Get out of here.
I'm just saying, that's what she said.
Look at me. Get out of here. Like, stop playing.
But on some more quick news, big shout out to LaVar Ball, all three sons in the league, LaMelo, LiAngelo, and Lonzo. LiAngelo Ball got picked up with the Detroit Pistons, got a 1-year deal, so big shout out to him. Shout out to LeBron James for getting that 2-year, $85 million. Definitely deserved it. And now we're about to get into some more news about what he had to say about Kyrie Irving comments earlier.
Go for it.
Man, well, today or yesterday, I guess he was on the show and somebody asked him about Kyrie Irving, what he thought about his comments about saying, Kyrie said he was on KD's podcast saying that, you know, now that I'm playing with you, I can finally look down on there and say, hey, I know somebody else that can make that shot. Well, LeBron didn't feel any animosity towards it or anything like that. The only thing LeBron said was, damn, like, we won a championship together. You saw me hit a couple of buzzer beaters, and you saying that, you know, I finally got somebody on the other on my team that can, you know, hit some clutch shots like, you know, like me. So LeBron didn't seem too agitated about it.
I will say this: he did say he was hurt a bit because mm-hmm. of those comments. So I think it is a little bit of a, I don't know if self-esteem is the right way, maybe ego boost.
Yeah.
But as far as Kyrie, though, and I'm going to let you go ahead and finish your
thoughts.
Go ahead. As far as Kyrie, I mean, you were a great point guard before LeBron James came back. Had LeBron James not come back, you still be in the same broke system of Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
hoping to, one, get out your contract, or two, just hope to make it to the playoffs.
Right.
Number two, you prove that you cannot be who LeBron James is, or KD, for a matter of fact, if we want to keep it a band.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be neither one of them superstars in their top two or three, depending on how you look, because you got to throw Kawhi in there.
Right. Anthony Davis.
Well, I'm just talking about them three, far as like face of the league, LeBron, KD, forever change the game, long, lanky, big, powerful, Kawhi Leonard, fundamentally sound because of Sacramento and just a beast.
Cerebral.
And those three right there, if you have either one of them on the team, no matter what you say, you stand a better chance of winning, not only winning, winning the championship. Mm-hmm. Not just going and winning the playoffs and being one and done. But you proved you a team killer and a coach killer. And even though you have Steve Nash there who doesn't have the pedigree as some of the other coaches, you still stand to kill his career off too before it even started.
Right.
So
you almost did.
Yeah, as much as people might sit up here and say, well, LeBron has so much influence and impact, arguably the best player of his generation, arguably the best player in history, depending on who you talk to and what you look at. Of course, whoever in front office better listen to him. Because you know what? Your head can roll too if he's so safe.
Right.
Because that's the player you better satisfy. KD is close to it on that level.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you don't have to hear about players like Steph Curry, because Golden State is loyal to a fault and knows how to build a team, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Right.
Reason why you see players like Kawhi Leonard good always point. Leaving, because it's not the right situation and he's just a hired assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento was the one that got to him first, but he's always had this in him. And if Kawhi Leonard so chooses to sit up there and say Paul George don't need to be part of that team, the owner, not the GM, is going to get Paul right, George off their team.
Right.
So, Kyrie, as much as you want to sit up here and make comments to LeBron James and things like that, you better watch out because KD more valuable than you are.
And if KD want James Harden there, best believe he going to get – who would you rather have on your team, James Harden or Kyrie?
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You got to get both of them. And just, to me, it don't work with all three of them on the team.
Nah, I don't think
like,
so.
Like, I would have loved to see the Oklahoma City team work. Because I think the next year they would have won had they not broken up.
I know. That's what I'm saying,
we
man.
Wouldn't have seen, who was Golden it? State? Miami and
San Antonio.
Yeah, we wouldn't have seen it. I just think we would have saw OKC.
Because if you remember...
And they made off that just being young.
Yeah, and I remember when they finally made it, because they beat San Antonio mm-hmm. in the conference finals to mm-hmm. get to the championship NBA finals.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Kenny saying, you know what, that young team, you know when you got the older guys playing and they get tired going towards the end of the fourth quarter and the young fellas, they legs just keep going like it ain't nothing. That team has a lot of potential, man. That team had a lot of potential, but KD and James Harden together, you know, hey, I don't think we're gonna be able to see that again just yet.
James Harden going to Philly, and we said that when the rumors started floating.
I agree.
I think Houston did a decent job of securing everything with
they tried.
Getting John Wall. Because at least you got some type of star power there still.
Man, it's just like James Harden just had – I feel bad for him because the chances he could have had, but he just kept running to that monster of Golden State Warriors, man.
Well,
and then now he ran into LeBron James. And
well, that's what the West is, though.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be the East was very, very much so competitive back in the day. Especially when we came into the world number four. The East was competitive. Boston, New York, that's when New York had their namesake behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando, Indiana. Yeah. You know, that's when the namesake was behind the East. But the West has just been like that. You know what I'm saying?
So the West stays strong, man.
When you look at what's about to happen with James Harden, if it happens, he has to go somewhere that has a big. And he needs a versatile big, but it's got to be a big. The small ball, it's time for that. Yeah, it's time out for that.
Right.
So if he wants to win and see something different, he got to leave Houston. Houston going to set it up to be whatever he wants to. Guess what? It don't work the way you want to. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Y'all, you done had plenty of time, plenty of chances with it. You've had the privilege of being probably the most ISO player to change a game, get double teamed on. Guess what? You ain't winning.
Yep.
It's time for you to go somewhere else. Go find another team. Philadelphia should be it.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big there, bona fide. You can pass it into him. And you got to change your game up, son. That's all it is.
Yeah, you're going to have to change. You have to adjust that. I mean, when you go, at least you're going to go to another winning coach in Doc Rivers, even though his track record of losing 3-1 leads is pretty bad right now. But still, he's still a good coach.
Not in the East, though. I'm talking about when he won with Boston, like right before he left.
Oh, I'm about to say he did. He
I'm talking about Boston.
Oh,
when
he
had
no.
talent.
I'm
talking about when he was with Boston when they had talent. If he have talent around, not the West is different. That's what I'm saying. When he have talent around, I think that in the East, he survives a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't think you see 3-1 leads getting cashed out.
Okay.
Not to say the East don't have problems in their own, but the East, if James Harden goes over there, I feel like the conference is a balance again.
Oh, yeah. And, we'll see what happens. The season is getting ready to rev up pretty soon. December 22nd will be here in no time. But I know last Saturday I didn't get a chance to watch the fight, Errol Spence, Junior Garcia. But I did get a chance to watch a great documentary. It's called Macho, the Hector Camacho Story. It's on Showtime. If you don't have Showtime, definitely get it. That documentary is a great documentary. Big shout out to Hector Camacho, aka Macho Man. He did his thing, RP. It's sad the way he went out, but great documentary, great telling, great storytelling from his mom to his sisters to his wife to his ex-wife. So that was definitely a good documentary to watch. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Shout out to wrestling. NXT War Games. If you know, NXT has been the leading brand for WWE for a long time. War Games was fire. Shout out to AEW. Last week's show was fire. Since we shout out documentaries, I ain't had nothing to shout out. I just want to shout out my wrestling.
Oh, yeah, nah. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all love.
For my wrestling community, y'all know what it is. Hey. We might know it ain't real, but guess what? We still support it. Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, so my picks for the week are Scarface featuring Faith Evans, Someday. And the next one is Lil Durk featuring Polo G and Lil Baby, Three-Headed Goat.
I just don't want nobody to judge me.
You're not judging?
504 boys.
Oh.
I can tell.
Oh, all right.
That was hilarious when I heard it. It brought back so many memories. I didn't know it was that old. I thought it was way younger than that. And, I'm going to shout out Benny. Benny the Butcher is over, featuring him,
yeah.
And Rick Hyde.
Let me see.
Him. I don't know.
He ain't, man.
Whatever, man. It's Benny the Butcher, man.
The Butcher coming.
Yeah. I always say these going to go short, but they never do.
No, it's all good, man.
Whatever, man.
Gotta love it, bro.
For anybody, since we in the Texas area, for anybody that thinks somebody is a Dallas Cowboys hater, y'all are sleeping, you need to get off that drug. I don't know what you're talking about. Whatever that's smoking y'all are doing, it's laced with imaginary pixie dust from Alice in Wonderland. If you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I feel bad for you because you don't know the uncontrollable laughter that I had yesterday when I saw you lose. Anybody who's an Atlanta Falcons fan, we have sunned y'all for the last 6 to 7 years. It's not even a rivalry no more.
And y'all let Taysom Hill beat y'all 2 times.
Yes, and that's why it's not a rivalry no more.
I'm just say this again. Y'all let Taysom Hill beat y'all.
We sunned y'all with 8 sacks and 2 interceptions 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And now we just beat y'all. Like, I have no words. Like, this was after we had to play against Denver that didn't even have a quarterback.
Yeah.
So, really, we should have been rusty.
Right.
We still have a quarterback who cannot read defense, and y'all still got beat. That is sad. Don't get me wrong, you scared me with the fumble, but that is terribly sad. Also, 49ers, you suck. That shout out to you, Devin.
And Baltimore, shout out to you, Trent.
That's me. Baltimore, they're going to win tonight against the Cowboys.
Hey.
That's on me. That's me.
I'm just saying, love y'all, though. Love y'all,
no,
man.
I'm serious. 49ers, you suck.
And Baltimore, y'all are too.
They're going to win tonight.
We'll see.
They still in playoff contention. The 49ers, after last night, y'all might well be eliminated. You shouldn't even want to show your face in the playoffs. Just get a second place to Seattle or LA. Whoever going to win
there. Or Arizona.
Actually, yeah, Seattle should still be leading.
Yeah.
But whatever. Am I forgetting somebody else?
Tennessee? No, they good. They good.
No. Tennessee, y'all some posers.
Nope.
Y'all got beat by Cleveland. Cleveland, you can get the seal of approval this year. Y'all actually look like y'all decent. Y'all actually got something going on. Too bad it took Odell Beckham Jr. to get hurt.
Ooh.
Last thing, Baker's still garbage because that's his fault that Odell got hurt. Neither here nor there. Take it how you want to leave it. Anything else you want to add?
Nah, man, just stay. Stay positive. Stay safe. COVID cases going up, man. Just stay fit. Stay dangerous.
Nah, stay in the house. If you got to go somewhere, put a mask on. And we keeping it real, giving unfiltered truths around here. Holler at your boys. We do it for the culture. By the culture
because we are the culture.
Hey, man, subscribe to email list. Stop playing.
Thank you for listening to Bottom Line Sports Talk. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and don't forget to share. We'll see you next time.